We're continuing chapter 21 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And if you remember, Hagrid was having his lesson outside with the Thestrals, and Professor Umbridge had just arrived. She was standing a few feet away from Harry, wearing her green cloak and hat. Green hat and cloak again. Her clipboard at the ready. Hagrid, who had never heard Umbridge's fake cough before, was gazing in some concern at the closest Thestral, evidently under the impression that it had made the sound. Oh, hello, Hagrid said, smiling, having located the source of the noise. You received the note I sent to your cabin this morning? Said Umbridge, in the same loud, slow voice she'd used with him earlier, as though addressing somebody both foreign and very slow. Telling you I would be inspecting your lesson. I can't. It hurts my throat.
I know, but just do it.
Right.
The way that they describe.
telling you it. I would be inspecting
your. No. Remember, slow. Like you're just speaking to somebody foreign and slow.
Okay. Telling you I would be inspecting your lesson. Oh yeah, said Hagrid brightly. Glad you found the place, right? Well, as you can see, or I don't know, can you? We're doing Thestrals today. I'm sorry, said Professor Umbridge loudly, cupping her hand around her ear and frowning. What did you say? Hagrid looked a little confused. Thestrals, he said loudly. Big winged horses, you know? He flapped his arms, hopefully. Professor Umbridge raised her eyebrows at him and muttered as she made a note on her clipboard. Has to resort to crude sign language. Well, anyway, said Hagrid, turning back to the class and looking slightly flustered. What was I saying? Appears to have poor short-term memory, muttered Umbridge, loudly enough for everyone to hear. Draco Malfoy looked as though Christmas had come a month early. Hermione, on the other hand, turned scarlet with suppressed rage. Oh, yes, said Hagrid, throwing an uneasy glance at Umbridge's clipboard, but plowing on valiantly. Yeah, I was going to tell you how come we got a herd. Yeah, so we started off with a male and five females. This one, he patted the first horse to have appeared. Name of Tenebris. He's my special favorite. First one born here in the forest. Are you aware, Umbridge said loudly, interrupting him, that the Ministry of Magic has classified Thestrals as dangerous? Harry's heart sank like a stone, but Hagrid merely chuckled. Thestrals aren't dangerous. All right, they might take a bite out of you if you really annoy them. Shows signs of pleasure at the idea of violence, muttered Umbridge, scribbling on her clipboard again. No, come on, said Hagrid, looking a little anxious now. I mean, a dog will bite you if you bait it, won't it? But Thestrals have just got a bad reputation because of the death thing. People used to think they were bad omens, didn't they? Just didn't understand, did they? Umbridge did not answer. She finished writing her last note, and then looked up at Hagrid and said, again, very loudly and slowly, please continue teaching as usual. I'm going to walk. She mimed walking. Malfoy and Pansy Parkinson were having silent fits of laughter. Among the students, she said, and she pointed at individual members of the class. And ask them questions, she finished. She pointed at her mouth to indicate talking. Hagrid stared at her, clearly at a complete loss to understand why she was acting as though he did not understand normal English. Hermione had tears of fury in her eyes. You hag, you evil hag, she whispered as Umbridge walked toward Pansy Parkinson. I know what you're doing, you awful, twisted, vicious. Anyway, said Hagrid, clearly struggling to regain the flow of the lesson. So Thestrals, yeah, well, there's loads of good stuff about them. Do you find, said Professor Umbridge in a ringing voice to Pansy Parkinson, that you are able to understand Professor Hagrid when he talks? Just like Hermione, Pansy had tears in her eyes, but those were tears of laughter. Indeed, her answer was almost incoherent because she was trying to suppress her giggles. No, because, well, it sounds like grunting a lot of the time, she said. Umbridge scribbled on her clipboard. The few unbruised bits of Hagrid's face flushed, but he tried to act as though he had not heard Pansy's answer. Yeah, good stuff about Thestrals. Well, once they're tamed like this lot, you'll never be lost again. Amazing sense of direction. Just tell them where you want to go. Assuming they can understand you, of course, said Malfoy loudly, and Pansy Parkinson collapsed in a fit of renewed giggles. Professor Umbridge smiled indulgently at them and then turned to Neville. You can see the Thestrals, Longbottom, can you? She said. Neville nodded. Whom did you see die? She asked, her tone indifferent. My granddad, said Neville. And what do you think of them? She waved her stubby hand at the horses, who by now had stripped a great deal of the carcass down to bone. Said Neville nervously, with a glance at Hagrid. Well, they're okay. Students are too intimidated to admit they are frightened, muttered Umbridge, making another note on her clipboard. No, said Neville, looking upset. No, I'm not scared of them. That's quite all right, said Umbridge, patting Neville on the shoulder, with what she evidently intended to be an understanding smile, though it looked more like a leer to Harry. Well, Hagrid, she turned to look up at him, speaking once more in that loud, slow voice. I think I've got enough to be getting on with. You will receive, she mimed, taking something from the air in front of her. The results of your inspection, she pointed at the clipboard, in 10 days' time. And she held up 10 stubby little fingers. And then, her smile wider and more toad-like than ever before, beneath her green hat, she bustled from their midst, leaving Malfoy and Pansy Parkinson in fits of laughter. Hermione was actually shaking with fury, and Neville looked confused and upset. That foul, lying, twisting old gargoyle, stormed Hermione half an hour later, as they made their way back up to the castle through the channels they had made earlier in the snow. You see what she's up to. It's her thing about half-breeds all over again. She's trying to make out Hagrid as some kind of dim-witted troll just because he had a giantess for a mother. Oh, and it's not fair. It wasn't really a bad lesson at all. I mean, all right, if it had been blast-ended scroots again. But the Thestrals are fine. In fact, for Hagrid, they're really good. Umbridge said they're dangerous, said Ron. Well, it's like Hagrid said, they can look after themselves, said Hermione impatiently. And I suppose a teacher like Grubbly Plank wouldn't usually show them to us before newt level, but, well, they are very interesting, aren't they? The way some people can see them and some can't. I wish I could. Do you? Asked Harry quietly. She looked horror-struck. Oh, Harry, I'm sorry. No, of course I don't. That was a really stupid thing to say. It's okay, he said quickly. Don't worry. I'm surprised so many people could see them, said Ron. 3 in a class. Yeah, Weasley, we were wondering, said a malicious voice nearby. Unheard by any of them in the muffling snow, Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle were walking along right behind them. Do you reckon if you saw someone snuff it, you'd be able to see the quaffle better? He, Crabbe, and Goyle roared with laughter as they pushed past on their way to the castle and broke into a chorus of Weasley's our king. Ron's ears turned scarlet. Ignore them, just ignore them, intoned Hermione, pulling out her wand and performing the charm to produce hot air again, so she could melt them in an easier path through the untouched snow between them and the greenhouses. And I think we'll stop there. Mm. You'd be like that, Kitty Pooh. You're the sweetest girl ever. I love you so much. Have a good night's sleep. Sweet dreams.